Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In the month of Ramadan, we are already in the blessed nights. There's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ya Usama, alayka bis sawm fa innahu qurbatun ilallah. You know, my brother and sisters, in the month of Ramadan, mu'min in general is always looking for the means of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'min, you know, we have our actions, our wajibat, our mustahabbat, or the common deeds. If I put my cup on the right side or left side, it is mubah amal. Mubah means there's no direction. It's not wajib, it's not mustahab, it's your job. You put it right way or put it left way, there's nothing. But mu'min is always looking something which makes himself more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's see if I found something in hadith. Let's say just an example. When Rasulullah used to drink water, he used to sit down in the night time and then drink water. So as soon as we understand this point, Rasulullah used to drink water while he was sitting in the night times, mu'min is not going to miss this chance. When mu'min will drink water in the night time, he will sit down and then will drink water. He don't know, mu'min doesn't know that it is mustahab or wajib. As far as he found this hadith, he considered this hadith as a value, and he will take this thing in his life as a value. Rasulullah says here, Ya Usama, alayka bis sawm fa innahu qurbatun ilallah. Usama, if you want to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sawm, that is fasting. Then fast. Whenever you feel you're away, you're far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start fasting a couple of days. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. Because this fasting will make you close. In the month of Ramadan, there's another hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعٍ. For everything there is a spring. وَالرَّبِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ شهر رمضان والربيع القرآن شهر رمضان. And the spring of Quran is in the month of Ramadan. So my brothers, in the month of Ramadan, you're already fasting. So according to Rasulullah, to that in that hadith which is narrated, which is told to Osama, Osama bin Zayd, I guess. Osama, alayka bis sawm fa innahu qurbatun ilallah. Fast, because fasting is a means, it's a strong mean for closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in this second part of this, there's another hadith from Imam Baqir says, for everything there's a spring, and the spring of Quran is Ramadan, means you're already fasting in the month of Ramadan. So now recite Quran more, and I always insist on it, my brother and sister, recite Quran in Arabic, there's a sawab in it. But when you recite Quran while understanding it, you recite the translation in what language you speak, Arabic, English, Farsi, Urdu, Hindi, or any other language. If you recite Quran and you understand it, then Quran will be alive in your life. Then you connect yourself with Quranic values. Then you connect yourself with Quranic likes and dislikes, with godly dislikes and likes and dislikes. So make sure, get help from Quran, from reciting Quran, from understanding Quran, from thinking deeply in Quran. And that's the key. That's the key. Recite Quran with the translation, with the understanding, meaning of Quran. And then beside this, when you're fasting, you're already getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are fasting and you're in the month of Ramadan and you're getting help from Quran. All together will generate or create a situation for you when you that it will take you very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to be close to Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.